This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, goodness. It's gloomy in here. What are you doing sitting in the dark?
Just thinking.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I had some wrapping paper for Henry's present. You haven't seen it, have you?
Sorry, Jenny, no.
Oh, it's 6 on Monday. Who'd have thought
it? Oh, and I haven't got him anything yet. I'd better pop into town tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry it's been such a horrible Christmas, Lillian.
Can't be helped.
Oh, yes, it can. I'm sick and tired of every meal being turned into a debating session. Oh, I do wish Brian would understand just what this deal's doing to the family.
And you haven't even got Debbie's shoulder to cry on now.
Well, I tried to persuade her to stay longer, but she wanted to see in the new year in Hungary.
Maybe she was fed up with the atmosphere too.
Still, we'll have a nice time tonight, won't we?
We can try.
Well, the Lower Loxley ball's always a highlight.
Suppose so.
Oh, come on, Lillian. Or we'll both be weeping into our champagne. And I rely on you to buoy us all up at times like this.
Well, I'm not feeling very buoyant, I'm afraid.
Look, go and have a nice pampering bath and you'll soon be in the mood for dancing.
Dancing?
Yes.
With whom, exactly?
Well, I just wanted to catch up after... You know, what you told me last night. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It'd be good to see you. Are you going to the Bulls' New Year's do?
Well, I haven't really thought.
Well, they've got a DJ on. It'll be open till 2.
That might be a bit late for me, Tom.
Oh, yeah, of course, given your... No, I get that. But you don't have to stay that late. Just leave whenever you want.
Well, I have to see how I feel.
Sure. Well, no pressure. It's always a good night, even if you just stay till 12.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be lots of fun.
Great. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Party! What do you think?
Sorry?
The shirt.
Oh, well...
It's a present from my mum and Eamon.
Yeah, very noticeable. Be handy if it's a foggy evening.
I was thinking, when the ball closes tonight...
Yeah?
It'd be okay to invite a few people over here, won't it? I'll make a proper night of it.
No, I don't think so, mate.
Oh, come on.
No, sorry, I think we should start the new year as we mean to go on.
That's what I was planning on doing.
Well, no, it's time to grow up a bit. Look to the future.
Justin and Miranda were planning to be here.
Yes, I thought so.
But, well, did you hear Miranda left Mother Goose in the interval on Thursday?
I assumed it just wasn't her taste. I imagine it was all a bit end of the pier for her.
Well, it probably was, Jenny, but I don't think that was the reason she left.
Mm-hmm.
Kenton would insist on ad-libbing all the time.
Oh, I did wonder if Linda had really written all those lines.
Mm-hmm. And he picked Thursday to come up with some choice cracks about me and Justin. Well, our characters, but, you know. And then Helen's friend from prison, Kaz, she blurted out something a bit near the knuckle as well. Well, Helen was very apologetic about it, but Justin's worried that it might have made things a bit too public for comfort.
Oh, I see.
And dashed off to London this morning. And, oh, well, I've not heard from him all day.
Oh, how awful for you. No wonder you haven't been your usual self.
Sorry I was so long. Andrew Eagleton cornered me. Right, there you are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Elizabeth put on a very good show again, hasn't she?
Oh, yes, she has.
Eagleton was dropping very broad hints about this land sale. A shame Justin's not here tonight. Do you know when he'll be back in Ambridge, Lily?
No, I've no idea, Brian. I'm not his keeper.
She said she really liked it. Tom.
Sorry, what?
The shirt. That girl, Saskia, she said she really liked it.
Oh, good, yeah.
Are you a bouncer tonight?
How do you mean?
It's like you're keeping an eye out for trouble or something.
Oh, no, I was looking for Kirsty. We sort of arranged to meet up here tonight, but can't see her anywhere.
Maybe she's coming later. Here's Roy, look. He'll probably know.
Hiya. Blimey. It's rammed in here already.
Is Kirsty with you?
Kirsty? No, she's not coming.
What, not at all?
She'd actually rather see the New Year in quietly on her own.
At home?
Yeah.
Well, she's all right, is she?
How do you mean?
You know, in herself.
Yeah, seemed okay.
Not, I don't know, feeling poorly or...
No, why?
Oh, I don't know, no reason.
Anyway, shall I get some drinks in?
Now you're talking.
Right, lagers.
Oh, maybe some shots too.
You're starting early, aren't you?
Well, Tom doesn't want to see.
Oh, John.
What?
I'll be back in a minute.
Roy?
Hello, fellas!
Hi, Tracy.
Who's your friend, Tom?
This is my nephew, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Johnny. I'm Tracy, Tracy Orobin. I think I've seen you round the village.
Yeah. I've certainly seen you. I mean, you know, not...
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. You're a bit young for me. Did I see Roy with you guys?
Yeah, he just... Ow!
No, I think that was probably Chris Carter. I don't think Roy's here tonight. He's probably working or maybe he's having a quiet night at home.
Not on New Year's Eve.
Oh, believe me, Tracy. There's a lot of it about.
So Miranda knows?
Possibly. That's what Lillian thinks, anyway.
Stupid woman.
Oh, Miranda?
No, Lillian, of course.
Oh, Brian.
Look, this could really foul things up for us.
In what way?
The land deal, everything.
Oh, not so long ago, you were saying it would be a help that Justin and Lillian were seeing each other.
Yeah, well, they kept it discreet. My God, if this is Queerdy's pitch with Miranda, it could change everything.
Why is it always about business with you? Don't you have any concern for your sister-in-law?
Oh, she can look after herself.
Oh, don't be so mean.
She knew what she was getting herself into.
And why you should think that Justin would somehow blame us?
I'm not saying he'd blame us. Worried about how it might colour his attitude. He's already going to drive a hard bargain on this land. Well, if he's spent the new year being harangued by his wife, I can't begin to imagine how much tougher he'll be.
No, Justin isn't that petty. In contrast to you, it seems...
Look, Jenny, I'm sorry, but it just came as a bit of a shock, that's all. I'm concerned about Lillian, obviously.
Oh, yes, it seems like it.
Well, these things are very delicate.
And we don't know for sure that Miranda does know.
No, well, let's hope not.
Even if she does, nothing you or I can do about it.
No, you're absolutely right. Anyway, let's not argue, darling. I've been wondering about your birthday.
Brian... I'm not a small child that you have to distract with something shiny.
No, but you must have some idea of what you'd like.
Oh, given the Christmas we've had, there is just one thing that I want.
And what's that?
Well, isn't it obvious?
So, yeah, give me a call when you get this. Bye.
Voicemail.
Yeah.
She might be ringing her mum or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But don't worry about it. You can always wish her Happy New Year tomorrow.
It's 2 hours yet, anyway.
2 more hours to stay out of Tracy's way.
I don't get it, Roy. She's really hot. I mean, for an older woman.
She's certainly got it going on.
And that dress she's wearing. I didn't know where to look. Well, I did, but...
Yeah, I'm not saying she's not attractive.
Yeah, she's a total...
All right, we get it, Johnny.
But she's really not the sort of woman I'm looking for. She's just too... flighty.
Flighty? What is this? 1930-something?
She's had about a million jobs. Never stays anywhere for longer than a couple of weeks.
About a million boyfriends, too.
You might say she has a short attention span.
Well, that's a polite way of putting it.
Oh, do you remember Dale's wedding?
Yeah.
She was going out with the best man, right? Sol?
No, Sol.
Sol, that's it. This was, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, so halfway through the evening... Everyone suddenly realised the groom's disappeared.
And so has Tracy.
They weren't...
Yep!
In the going-away car!
Wow.
No, bring the bottle car! Just because we're smoking, don't mean we have to stop drinking.
Speak of the devil.
For heaven's sake, have I got a tracker on me or something?
Wait, round the back.
I can't see her anywhere. Maybe she's having a lie down or something.
Wouldn't surprise me if she'd called a cab and gone home. She's hardly having a good time.
No. Would you like to dance?
No, thank you.
Drink?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, come on, Jenny. Take pity on a poor male. I'm obviously missing something here.
What on earth do you mean?
This birthday present. Can't you be a bit more specific?
Brian, if you have to ask, then it's quite clear that you really don't know me at all.
Three of us and no one to kiss.
Oh, right. What? Incoming.
There he is!
Tracy!
I've been looking for you. I knew you were around somewhere and I promised you, didn't I?
No, I think that Fallon wanted...
Oh, come here, big boy.
I ought to.
Oh, no, you don't. That was worth waiting for. In fact...
I think I'll get another drink. Tom?
No, thanks. There's something I've got to do, mate.
What's the matter? Is Roy okay?
Roy? Yeah, he's fine. Well...
I thought he must have forgotten his keys or something.
No, he's still at the Bull.
So why are you ringing on the door at this time of night?
Well, I...
Oh, look, you better come in, Tom. It's freezing.
Oh, thanks.
What is it?
I just... You know, when you didn't turn up at the pub, I
started... I told Roy I didn't feel like coming.
Yeah, he said that, but... Well, you didn't answer my calls, and I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
I'm fine, Tom. Just pregnant.
No, I know that. I just...
I was tired. I didn't want to spend a noisy evening with a load of drunk people.
Right.
So I had an early night, and I was fast asleep. Until you turned up.
Sorry... So you're all right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. I better let you get back to bed then.
Thank you.
Oh, but we should get together soon and talk. Oh,
they're Phoebe's.
Oh, of course. She's back for the holidays.
Yeah, Abby's coming tomorrow too.
Ah, is she? Full house then?
Yeah, she'll be on the couch.
Okay. Well, sorry again. Didn't mean to wake you up.
It's okay. Just, I'm not made of glass, you know? You don't have to worry.
No, right. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Tom. Now go home and get some sleep.
Sounded like a very steamy encounter, right in the middle of the bar.
She absolutely ambushed him, apparently.
Roy's bitten off more than he can chew there.
Yeah, I don't think he was doing the biting, Mum.
No. Tracy could probably eat him alive, poor chap.
Right, balloon pump.
Here you are.
Don't have to forget that.
And the soft placenta do the party bags, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Don't have to worry about them.
Ready for the cake, Helen?
Oh, yes, please.
When I was a child, a bit of cake was all you ever left a party with. Maybe a balloon as well.
Well, that's the way it is these days.
Not a bag full of plastic rubbish as well.
I'd normally agree, but today I want 25 happy children, no matter what it takes.
Absolutely.
It's got to be perfect for Henry.
It will be.
What do you think about stocking cake decorating stuff in the shop?
It's worth considering.
I wonder if we should have opened today.
Oh, I don't know. We'd have got the custom to cover Annie's wages. With a tea room closed as well.
Yeah, maybe. I just think it's time to shake things up there, you know?
In what way?
Well, the Christmas takings were a bit down on last year. I need to come up with some new initiatives.
Well, that'd be great, love, but...
What?
Well, be careful you don't take too much on. Aren't you seeing the solicitor this week?
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
And Rob's first session at the contact centre on Sunday. It's bound to be a bit stressful.
I don't see him there.
I know, but...
I'm fine, Mum. The contact sessions are going to be so much easier than when they were here. And as for the divorce... it's a step in the right direction.
All right. Well, if you want to talk shop ideas, I'm all ears.
I will. But today, Henry's my priority.
Quite right, too. Look, I've been putting aside the post that's obviously birthday cards.
Oh, great.
Do you want to take them to the party or open them here?
Oh, no. Henry can open them here, I think.
What is it?
This one. It's Rob's handwriting.
You're up then?
I've been up for ages, actually.
I just haven't bothered to dress yet.
Sheep all right?
Yep, fine, thank you.
I got up and got straight on with some work, as it happens.
Work?
Label designs. Yeah. What do you think, Pip?
Oh, that's work, is it? Imaginary labels for a fictitious gin you haven't started making with a still that isn't yet set up.
Why are you behaving like this?
Good question. I've got one for you, Toby. Why did you go to Brighton?
I told you. We get together every Christmas and...
Yeah, and tell each other fairy stories. It's baking in here. I'm going to turn the heating down.
Oh, it's freezing out.
So I put a jumper on.
Hi, Rex. Back from family duties, then?
I came back from Mum's yesterday, actually.
Right.
I want to tie off last year's geese job, Toby.
Happy New Year to you too.
I've done the P&L. I want you to confirm it before I transfer your share.
Okay, well, just pop round to the cottage.
Nope, I'd rather keep it businesslike.
What?
Let's meet at Hollow Tree, after lunch.
If you say so.
Oh, I've got some bad news.
All right.
You okay with that?
I guess so. I'm not going to go back and check all the invoices, am I?
So, that is our net profit.
Yeah.
Such as it is. Mm. And we set a 70-30 split, didn't we?
Wasn't it 60-40?
Toby.
Come on, lighten up. Yes, 70-30.
So that's your share.
Roger that.
I'll transfer it later today. And that'll be the end of any business dealings between us.
You don't have to sound so pleased about it, Rex. Anyway, we're still joint tenants here, remember?
For a while, maybe. But what you get up to in your building is your own affair. As long as it's completely legal.
It will be.
You don't seem to have done much to it since I went away. Aren't you meant to be vermin-proofing it?
I'll get round to it.
That's going to be engraved on your tombstone.
It hasn't exactly been the weather to be mucking around with wire and cement, has it?
To be honest, I'm not bothered, Toby. You do what you want.
I'm going to ring Environmental Health tomorrow to arrange the advisory inspection, but that will be weeks away, so there's plenty of time.
Whatever.
Anyway, didn't you say you had some bad news?
Ah, yeah.
It's not Dad, is it?
Actually, yes, but not in that way.
He's okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine for a man who had a heart attack and still opens a bottle of wine every lunchtime.
So?
He's been doing some thinking, and he's decided that he's not going to give us any more financial support.
At all?
He doesn't want to bankroll our businesses, and he isn't going to subsidise our living expenses. I think we can still expect something at birthdays and Christmas.
Okay.
He doesn't want to leave us high and dry, so, you know, he'll carry on paying our allowance up to the end of February.
2 months, then?
Yep.
Well, fair enough.
Is that it?
Well, it's bound to happen sooner or later, Rex.
But aren't you worried about how you'll cope?
Not so much, Pip isn't charging me rent.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, I'm getting shifts at the Bull and I can cover my beer money.
Well, what about financing this gin enterprise?
I've got my share of the goose income.
That's not going to get you far.
Ah, well, I've got an investor.
Who?
Never you mind. But this person has covered my initial costs. So, if Dad wants to turn off the tap, I can still wash my face.
Well, that is typical, isn't it?
What?
Toby Fairbrother, Mr. Teflon.
What are you on about?
Always falling on your feet. As long as you're all right.
No, I'm just saying...
Living rent-free with your girlfriend.
Come on, Bert doesn't charge you that
and
much.
Conning some rich idiot into subbing your next bonkers idea.
It wasn't like that.
Whereas I've wasted 2 years chasing my tail on your schemes.
The geese business was a joint idea.
Yeah, and the next lot won't pay off till December. But don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Not long now.
The calm before the storm.
If you can call it calm. I think your father and I definitely did this the right way round.
What, Dad looking after Jack, you mean?
Not sure how he'd have coped with this racket. And Henry's friends aren't even here yet.
Oh, I'm just so pleased we got so many yeses. Even Daisy's coming.
He missed out on her party, didn't he? Her mum must have relented.
Well, things were difficult last year.
It all ended so well, and then... Lovely Christmas. Kaz and her three coming to stay.
I did say they'd be welcome today if they could stay on.
Well, she obviously wanted to see the new year in with her family.
And this is such a good way to start 2017.
Mummy, Kim is here.
Ooh, is she? Has Emma brought her?
Yes.
Do you want to show them where we are then?
All right. Kim, you're over here.
I don't know what to do about this though. Might Henry wonder why he hasn't heard from Rob on his birthday?
I shouldn't worry about it right now.
Why did you have to sign it from Daddy?
Just concentrate on Henry.
Rosie and Rowan are here too.
Are they? All right. Come on then, Mum. It's party time.
Pip! Hold on. Where are you going?
Out.
Out where?
Just out.
Oh.
I thought I'd take a little trip to Brighton.
What?
Alice and Chris's.
Oh.
But maybe I should go to Brighton. Ask around a bit. Anyone know Toby Fairbrother? Who knows what I might discover?
Look, Pip, this trip I made last week...
Yeah?
It was a bit more complicated than I let on.
I knew it! You know, there never was a lad's Christmas reunion, was there?
No, there was. Really. It happens every year. But, you know, with you and the panto, I planned not to go this time. I told everybody. They were cool. They understood. But then, Stu...
Stu?
Yeah, my mate Stu. I must have mentioned him.
Oh, doesn't ring any bells.
Well, he had this really bad breakup. They'd been together for ages, you know, and he really loved her, and it all just fell apart. Right over Christmas. I mean, you know what a bad time that can be. So anyway, it was really messy, and he begged me to go down there and you know, be a mate and let him cry on my shoulder, help him forget his troubles for a bit.
Really?
Well, I couldn't say no. We go back such a long way. You'd do the same for me.
And your pickup?
What about it?
Did it really break down? Or was that just an excuse to stay longer? Being a mate?
No, it really did. I was all ready to come back for curtain up. I was gutted.
You don't seem to realise how humiliating it was for me.
No, I do.
Just having to tell Linda was bad enough, but then having to stand in for
I know, I get it.
As Priscilla the Goose, of all things.
Everyone said you did brilliantly.
I've never been so embarrassed.
And, look, I wasn't to know, was I? I only asked you to pass the message on. I didn't know Linda was going to rope you in.
Yes, you wouldn't have had to if you'd have been there. The whole thing only happened because you disappeared to the South Coast.
I really am sorry, Pip. It didn't work out how I expected. I'll do anything to make it up to you.
Alice is expecting me.
When will you be back?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll text you. How was Rex?
Oh, all right.
Did he have a good break?
I think so.
Any news?
No. Not really. Nothing to report.
Fine.
You had such a lot of presents, Henry.
Can I open them now?
No, sweetheart. Wait till we get home. Come on, we've still got a birthday tea to come with Uncle Tom and Johnny and Grandad. Uncle Ian's coming too. I'm sure he'd like to play with your new crazy chef game.
Yes, he would.
Oh, the cake went down well. There's a little bit left.
Can Dad have a piece?
Oh, maybe a little taste. Oh, I'll tell you what, Henry, you'll definitely enjoy playing with the balloons.
In fact, can you collect the balloons up and put them in this bag?
All right.
Be careful with them.
Oh, it's nice that he wants Jack to share his birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
Helen?
Hmm?
Are you still planning to visit the contact centre before the day of Rob's session, Annie?
Well, I was planning to, yeah. When they suggested it, it seemed like a good idea.
Have you fixed a time yet?
No, I was going to ring them tomorrow. Why?
Would you like me to go with you?
Oh, I'm
sure I could find the time.
No, actually, Mum, I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, definitely. It's only visiting a building, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Right. Where are the bins?
While you're doing that...
Yeah?
Could you put this card in the rubbish as well?
Of course. I'd be happy to. I think that's the right decision.
You may remember I expressed serious concerns about this reckless no-till experiment when I started in the job.
I do recall you expressing your opinion, yes, Rob.
The establishment of this wheat was mediocre at best. Looking at the state of it now gives me no encouragement whatsoever.
As I've said to you on several occasions, you can't judge the success of this method of drilling on the basis of one season, let alone the first few months.
Oh, look at it, Adam. You're not telling me this patchy crop is miraculously going to come good in the spring?
What I'm telling you is that the soil here has been degraded by decades of inadvisable practices, and that it's going to take at least a couple of years before it gets back into good heart.
Oh, change the record, please. You may not have noticed, but it's a harsh and uncertain trading environment out there. The estate can't put profit on the back burner while you try out your pet theories.
How was your Christmas, Rob?
I beg your pardon?
Have a good Christmas, did you?
What's that got to do with anything?
Oh, just making conversation, oiling the client contractor wheels with a bit of social intercourse.
Well, as you ask, it was very satisfactory. Good, in fact. Extremely enjoyable.
You went back to Hampshire, did you? Cozy family Christmas with your mother and father?
Yes.
And your brother?
Miles, yes.
Wonderful. A happy family time. How nice for you.
Pizza? I don't really fancy pizza.
There's some ice cream.
Maybe after?
So is your mum taking you out for driving practice yet?
Yes.
How did it go?
Well, it was a total nightmare. Lily is absolutely terrifying.
I find her pretty scary.
Well, you should see her when she's driving. She treats the accelerator like it's an on-off switch.
Bit heavy on the right foot, is she?
Mum and I were holding on for dear life. She nearly drove into a bus.
Wow.
Now, after that, you'd think she'd learn a little bit of humility. But when I'm driving, it's just like this snarky running commentary from the back seat. Freddy wants to make the snails feel fast.
There's plenty of veg in here.
It's fine, Freddy. They'll send out a search party for us soon.
I can't have made things easy for you.
Not when I'm trying to concentrate, no. And Mum's useless. She tries to get Lily to shut up, but she just ignores her.
Ah, chips.
Chips?
Oven chips. And we've got some bread. You ever eaten a proper Yorkshire chip butty?
I can't say I have.
Prepare to be schooled.
Not again.
Tracy?
Do I fancy a drink tonight?
Oh, she's keen, Roy.
It's like having a stalker.
You should be flattered.
Can't she see I'm not interested?
Obviously driven wild by your irresistible masculinity.
My what?
You should write a book. How to attract women without even trying.
Is how to repel this one.
Oh, hi, Tom. Come on in. Hi, it's Kirsty. Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
I was hoping to have a word, if you've got a few minutes.
Yeah, I guess so. Shall we,
Oh, no, it's okay. You stay here. I've got some ironing to do.
All right.
Thanks, Roy. It's no problem. Need to do some thinking about a tricky text, anyway.
Do you want a cup of tea or something?
No, I'm fine. Can we sit?
Sure. Yeah, of course. Right.
Yes.
So,
look, the first thing I've got to say is how sorry I am for turning up here the other night.
It was a bit of a surprise.
No, I'd had a bit to drink.
I noticed that.
And I just got worried about you. I know it was daft.
It was. But it's all right. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Thanks.
Don't make a habit of it either.
I won't.
I'm pregnant, not ill.
Yes, I get that.
Is that it?
No. I've been... Well, as you can imagine, I've been thinking a lot about what you told me.
It's a lot to take on board, I know.
If I'm honest, I've barely slept. But one thing I keep coming back to... Look, I think the best thing all round would be for you to move in.
Move in?
To One the Green.
With you?
The room Johnny's in at the moment. It's a decent size.
Oh, well, hold on a minute.
A good view over the green, and once he's moved out, we could decorate it any way you want.
Yeah, Look, I can see where you're coming from, Tom, but honestly, I don't think it's necessary. We live really close as it is.
But not in the same house.
And let's face it, we're both renting and sharing already. It wouldn't be as if we'd save any money or anything.
I was thinking more of the practicalities.
Oh, I'm sure we'll manage fine.
But living in different houses...
Here to your place. It isn't exactly Land's End to John O'Groats, is it?
So after your next session with the agronomist, I want a detailed proposal of how you're going to get the yields here up to scratch.
I'll keep you informed, of course. But Given that the board agreed the move to no-till, you're going to have to be realistic about your expectations.
You may have soft-soaked the board, Adam, most of whom don't know a plough from a pushchair, but I'm afraid it won't work on me.
There won't be any soap, just the figures.
Good.
So, are we done here, Rob?
For now, yes.
Then I'll see you back to your car. Family Christmases are nice, of course, but it's having small children around that really makes it, don't you think?
What is this obsession with Christmas?
I'm just...
making me. Conversation, I know.
I hear Helen and the boys had a wonderful time.
I'm sure they did.
And of course, it was Henry's birthday yesterday.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Ian and I got him a new scooter.
Did you know?
Helen said he was out on it before school this morning.
I sent him a card.
Oh, I'm sure that was very welcome.
Adam, while we're making conversation, I think it only fair to warn you that I'm going to be recommending to the board that we invite competitive tenders for the estate work.
Tenders? Effective when?
To start this September.
But...
So if you want to have any hope of retaining the contract, I'm afraid you'll have to sharpen up your act. Considerably. Good day to you.
And when we got back, we had a family birthday tea and Henry opened all the presents he'd been given at his party.
Oh, lucky boy.
Yeah, he was so happy, showing things to Jack. And it was as good as a birthday for Helen too. Made me think of how we'll celebrate with our baby.
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be the best way if we were under the same roof?
Really, Tom, I think that would just be too weird. If we were a couple, then of course living together would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
But children are raised in all sorts of different ways nowadays, aren't they?
It doesn't mean they're ideal, though.
No, but I think the great thing here is that we're friends.
Sure.
And that should make things a lot easier. We'll just have to work out what the best arrangement will be to suit both of us.
And our baby.
And the baby, yes. Look, I'm really touched that you're taking it so seriously.
Well, of course I am.
But there's plenty of time. Let's not get too hung up on the details yet.
No. Okay.
So, it's been lovely to see you.
Had I better... Do you need to get on?
I have got a few things I need to do, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to it then. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, I expect so.
That'll be good. Oh, it's okay if I tell Mum and Dad now, isn't it?
Oh.
They're going to be gobsmacked.
Could we wait until the next scan?
Oh. Really?
I prefer to make sure everything's okay before we go public.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes, please.
All right, then. Well, say goodbye to Roy for me.
Yeah, I will.
See ya.
Bye.
Was that Tom going?
It was. He said to say bye.
Right. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Kirsty, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
I may have got this completely wrong, but are you pregnant by any chance?
Why'd you ask that?
Well, I could tell for ages that something's been up with you, and then with Tom behaving so bizarrely the other night...
Congratulations, Sherlock.
You are?
I am.
Okay. And I take it Tom's the father?
Yep. I told him on Friday.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't want to say anything because, well, it's your business. And if you need to talk or whatever, you know I'm here.
Oh, Roy, that's so kind of you. Because you may well find me letting off steam.
Any time. How far along are you?
I'm due early June.
Oh, right. And you've only just told him?
Oh, I've been putting it off, to be honest. Oh, there's just so much baggage.
So, you two getting back together?
No. It's complicated enough thinking how we're going to bring the baby up.
And how are you?
Well, as it's come up, I suppose I'd better ask. Would you be okay with me staying on here? I mean, once the baby's born.
Of course I would.
Really?
Yeah. That'd be totally cool.
You are such a nice man. Thank you. Oh, and Roy.
Yeah?
Can I ask, please don't talk about this with anyone yet, will you?
Of course not.
Not even Tom. Just for the time being.
Okay, if that's what you want.
Please.
And, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Isn't it? Listen, I need to get a few things from the shop. Can I get you anything?
Well, I'd say a bottle of champagne.
Yeah,
but...
you'd be drinking it all by yourself.
Well, maybe a bar of fruit and nut.
What on earth? Johnny! Johnny!
Oh, no.
What is it?
Were you cooking something?
We put some oven chips in.
Oh, and then forgot about them.
What's up? Oh, hello,
Tom. How long have they been in there for?
I don't know. We started playing Titanfall.
Titanfall 2? I got it for Christmas.
Get them out of the oven.
Okay.
We just escaped from the Draconis and it all got a bit
Freddy,
hairy.
Freddy, you're confusing me with someone who cares.
Sorry.
Mind, Johnny, it'll be hot.
It's all right, I'll use my sleeve.
Whoa, we're not going to be eating those. Ah, careful! Oh, look what you've done.
They were hotter than I thought. Oh, I'll clear them up.
Yeah, damn right you will. This isn't on, you know.
I'm sorry, Tom.
You've got to be more careful.
I will, I promise.
It was my fault. I distracted him.
Johnny's the one who lives here. And if he's going to carry on living here, I've got to be able to leave the house without worrying he's going to burn it down. Oi!
Hi, Molly. All right, Tilly.
Come back! Hey, you there, stop those girls!
Oh.
Kirsty. Don't suppose I can expect any help from you.
Oh, someone's written on your car.
Yes, it's two button girls.
What is that? Lipstick?
Little vandals.
Oh, it's going to be tricky to drive with that all across your windscreen. Mind you, sounds like a fairly accurate description to me.
You don't know what you're talking about. It's a disgraceful libel.
If you say so.
Outrageous. If your friends want to make allegations like this, then they should bring charges so I can clear my name.
Yeah, good luck with that. And good luck with getting that off your screen. Some labels are really hard to get rid of.
He got so confusing looking at him on the computer. You need to have him side by side, don't you?
If you say so, Susan.
So we printed them all out. They're not the full quality, of course, and they've got this, watermark on them, but it gives you an idea.
There seem to be an awful lot of them.
Well, there's three different setups. Just me and Neil, and the whole family. And they shot masses of each. Which of these two do you prefer, Jim?
I'm not sure you're asking the right person. I have little to no opinion of photographs of myself, let alone those of other people.
No, but, I mean, if you had to choose...
Well, a lot of them seem practically identical to me.
Do you think Christopher looks a bit bored in this one?
One could hardly blame him.
No, I think he's better in this one. But then maybe Neil looks a little on the grumpy side.
I refer the Honourable Lady to my previous answer.
Ones of the whole family are the most difficult. Trying to find out where we're all at our best. I mean, Emma's a lovely girl, but sometimes she can look a bit...
petulant?
Hello.
Oh, flowers. Someone's lucky day, Toby.
You do greetings cards, don't you?
By the newspapers.
Great. Have you got any saying sorry?
Oh, there are a few there, yeah.
Awesome.
Given his reputation, you'd have thought he'd order apology cards in bulk.
Indeed, Susan.
Goat's cheese and beetroot on ciabatta. Do you want me to take it to a table?
No, I'll have it here if that's all right, Kenton.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Don't often see you here, especially in the daytime.
No, well, I thought it would be nice to pop in and have a little catch-up.
Ah. Have you seen Mum this week?
Not since Christmas Day, and that was all a bit eggy.
Yeah, you said.
At least David made a bit of an effort. Mum, though, I mean, once Pip and Toby came over, we barely saw her all evening.
Yeah, I know Ruth's very unhappy about it.
Oh, David reckons they just need to give it time.
Really?
Well, Christmas can be stressful. He thinks they just drew the short straw this year.
Yeah. What the...
Kenton, I forgot to return these to you yesterday.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Checking out the competition for the orangery?
Excuse me.
Well, how rude. I'd have expected better. Thank you for your kindness anyway, Kenton.
You could have kept them, Rob.
No. I always pay my debts. I would stop and buy you a thank you drink, but I've got a meeting in Leicestershire.
Well, don't let me keep you then.
Well, maybe I'll pop in when I'm back this evening.
There's no need.
Right. Well, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Is he gone?
Yes, it's all clear.
What was that about?
Oh, you tell me. He appeared in here yesterday with a face like thunder, asking to borrow some white spirit and a cloth.
What on earth for?
I didn't bother to ask.
Strange.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. I just couldn't bring myself to talk to him.
I know the feeling. Oh, well, right then.
Oh, Kenton, if you've got a moment, I was hoping to ask a favour.
Ask away.
Do you remember when we were looking for the car for Lily and Freddie? You said you'd be happy to take them out for a bit of driving practice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wondered how you were fixed later today. I mean, I was planning to take them out, but something's come up.
What, take them for a spin round Borchester?
No, we tried that, but, well, I thought just at Lower Loxley on the internal roads, you know, where it's quiet.
Okay.
And get them used to handling the car a bit more before trying it out in the real world.
Consider it done.
You're a lifesaver.
That looks like a lovely job.
Oh, this often blocks. Leaves and rubbish and stuff get swept into this corner. That's the trouble. Oh, I think that's got it.
Congratulations. And your prize for first-class drain clearance is...
Oh, Toby, they're lovely.
Well, no more than you deserve.
Well, after breakfast in bed yesterday... Anyone would think you were trying to make amends for something.
Pip, I really messed up last week. Mm. I handled it all very badly and you had every right to be annoyed. I'm truly sorry.
Really?
Really. There's something else.
My hands are dirty.
That's all right.
Is this a bill for the flowers?
You'll see.
To say sorry to a special person. Oh, what's this? A gin spectacular?
It's a tasting at a specialist bar in Birmingham this weekend.
Right.
I've got us both tickets and I've booked us into a hotel for the night. I thought you deserved a bit of luxury.
A night in a hotel?
A posh hotel.
Well, you mean I can swap these overalls for a nice dress?
Yeah, and we can spend some time, just the two of us.
It sounds lovely.
So, am I forgiven?
Well... Maybe.
Yes!
But just get one thing crystal clear. There can never be a repeat of what happened last week.
No, absolutely. I promise.
Yes, all the bedrooms are en suite and they will be for the exclusive use of your delegates.
You!
Okay, Mrs. Charlton, yes, I look forward to hearing back from you. Thank you.
You stitched me up, Elizabeth.
How did it go?
You know how it went. They told me about your session with them the other day.
Ah.
Yeah, no wonder you didn't want to take them out again.
Well, I thought it might be different if it wasn't me in the car with them. You know, I'm a bit too close.
Oh, I need to sit down.
And if they didn't have to worry about other traffic.
Well, yes, you might think that, but Lily sees an open road and seems to think that she's at Silverstone.
Yeah, she does need to slow down a bit.
It's not so much the driving, it's the squabbling. I mean, they're normally such nice kids.
Well, they can both have their moments.
We all get on so well, usually.
What, were they rude to you?
Well, not to me, no, but what, to each other. Lily has got a real tongue in her head, hasn't she?
She can be very inventive.
At one point, she needled Freddie so much he actually turned round.
What, while driving?
Yeah, I had to grab the wheel to stop us demolishing Rupert Pargeter's folly.
Oh, dear.
At least their proper instructor has dual controls.
Oh. I am sorry, Kenton.
Well, you should be.
So do I take it you're resigning from future driving practice?
Well, I did say I'd help.
You did?
If Lily could lay off the Lewis Hamilton impression, I think she could be quite good. And Freddie just needs his confidence building a bit.
Is so?
On one condition. Never both of them in the car at the same time.
Oh, Thank you so much.
And you owe me.
Yeah, I do. And I'll make it up to you, I promise. Look, look, come on, I'm nearly finished here. Do you want to stay for a cuppa?
OK. Well, we haven't really talked about Richard Locke, have we?
No.
Did you ask Debbie what happened after they left the Great Escape last week?
How could I?
Well, isn't that the sort of thing you girls share over a glass of wine? Oh,
please.
I mean, they might just have gone back to his for a coffee.
Oh, come on. Did they look like coffee was what they had in mind?
Yeah, fair enough.
It's my own stupid fault. I mean, if I hadn't prevaricated for months, I'd given out such mixed signals, and then I really knocked him back.
Oh, did you?
He actually offered to help me choose Lily and Freddie's car. But no, I threw that in his face. I mean, he can't have thought I had any interest in him. So, who can blame him for looking elsewhere?
It was probably just a bit of fun.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
No, I mean, you know, with her in Hungary, I don't imagine it's going to be anything serious.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, I feel I'm to blame.
Why?
I encouraged you, didn't I? I should have known Doc Locke wasn't good enough for my little sis.
It's all right. I can't say it didn't hurt, but... Well, it's made me think about... The whole situation. I mean, Richard and I probably aren't right for each other. And it's made me realise I'm really ready to, you know, fall in love again.
Oh, that's good. That's positive.
Yeah. And when the right chap does come along, maybe I won't make such a hash of it next time.
Hello? I can't see you in there. Open this door, please.
I'm sorry, we're closed.
It's not closing time yet.
I'm afraid it is. It's 2 minutes past.
I just need a few items.
You'll have to come back tomorrow.
Let's have a bit of flexibility here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Titchener. It's not in my gift.
Of course it is.
Good night.
Jim! Don't you dare walk away from me! I'm not going away.
Why don't you try the garage on the bypass? I believe that's open until 10.
Oh, come on, Jim. I've had a nightmare drive back from Leicestershire.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm not responsible for traffic conditions on the M69.
Be reasonable.
And we've cashed up for the day.
Well, that means nothing. I can make a purchase now and it'll just be included in tomorrow's takings.
The till has been switched off.
Well, so switch it back on again. I only need a few essentials so I can feed myself tonight. This is meant to be a community shop, isn't it?
Yes.
To serve the community.
Yes.
Well, I've been a member of this community for 4 years, so why don't you do your duty? I'm going to stay here until you do.
Very well, then. If it'll shut you up.
That is typical, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That attitude. You haven't got the first idea about providing a service to your customers.
Why don't you just do your shopping?
This place is clearly run for the convenience of the staff.
I'll remind you, we are all volunteers.
Yeah, a bunch of petty-minded do-gooders. Look at you, playing shop so you can gossip with the womenfolk and fill in the dreary days until you die.
I'd be grateful if you'd kindly refrain from ad hominem attacks.
Give you a tiny bit of non-existent power and it goes straight to your head. You're nothing but a little Hitler.
That's enough.
Oh, God. You're here, are you?
It's all right, Susan. I can handle this.
Eavesdropping from the stockroom, no doubt.
With respect, Jim, you're being far too nice. You! I've told you, you're not welcome in this shop.
Well, actually, you only said you wouldn't serve me, so why don't you just scuttle back into your lair and let the men deal with this?
Let me spell it out for you. No one is going to serve you. Not me, not Jim, none of us. You're not to set foot in this shop again. You're banned.
You've got no right to do that.
Actually, as the manager, she has every right.
You see that sign? Abuse of shop staff will not be tolerated. Now get out.
I am going to buy my groceries.
No, you are not.
Get out of my way.
No.
Don't make any more of a scene.
Well, call the police.
Oh, what's the point?
I mean it.
You know, you sell a load of tat here anyway.
You need to get the message. You're not wanted here or anywhere in Ambridge.
Ah, Lillian, have you got a moment?
I've got plenty of moments at the moment, darling.
Good. I wonder if I could ask a favour.
Ask away?
It's about Jenny's birthday present. She's being a bit mysterious about what she wants.
Really?
She keeps saying it should be obvious. And,
Well, I am only a mere man, and my crystal ball's rather cloudy.
So?
Were you having lunch with her today, aren't you?
Yeah, she seems to think a change of scene would do me good.
Well, could you maybe do a little discreet digging and feed back any snippets to me?
I really don't think there's any need, Brian. Jenny's got all the material things she needs. You know how unhappy she's been this Christmas?
Yes.
And all the bad feeling in the family over this blessed estate land you want to buy?
Oh. So when she says she means...
Oh, now he gets it.
Helen, hold on a minute.
I've got to get going, Mum.
I know. It's your meeting with... What's her name? The divorce solicitor?
Caitlin.
That's it.
Shop's all covered.
I'm sure it is.
And Annie's on until one. I should be back well before then.
I'm not bothered about the shop, love. I'm sure you've got all that in hand. Wanted to say good luck, that's all.
It's just a routine meeting. Rob won't be there or anything.
I know. But we'll be thinking of you.
I meant to be taking Lillian out for lunch.
Yeah, but you've got half an hour, and I'm nearly done, I promise.
I don't know what you hope to achieve with this tour, Brian. What I've seen so far is just standard arable.
All right, I know. Look, I know much of it isn't very exciting. Although it is good, productive farmland, but I've saved the best bit till the last.
What? This little copse?
Come on, let's take a look. I know it's cold and grey today, but just try to imagine this in spring and summer. With the hazel and alder in leaf. Autumn, everything turning brown.
We've got plenty of woodland already.
I know, but a lot of it has footpaths and bridleways through. This would be ours. Private. A special place.
Well, I can see it could be very nice.
Oh, this was one of the key things that sold me on this block of land.
Oh, was it?
Well, you're right, of course. Most of it is just arable land, nothing to get the pulse racing. I knew you'd share my feelings about this place.
Hmm.
Oh. There's so much we could do here.
Such as?
Well, for a start, I'd like to clear some of these trees back from the stream edge. And that'll let the sun onto the banks.
Yes.
Who knows what lovely wetland flowers would establish with a bit of sunlight getting through.
Yeah, well, it would help.
And what I'd want to do is take 3 or 4 acres of that field on the other side and plant it with native hardwoods.
3 or 4 acres?
Yeah, extend the copse right down to the hedge line.
Uh-huh.
It's got such potential. Beech, ash, oak. Think, Jenny, think what it'd be like in a few years' time. Imagine Adam walking here after we've gone. Alice bringing her children for a picnic.
Oh, darling, I've got no idea you'd been thinking this way.
Oh, it's all my fault. I've been... so focused on making sure it's a good business decision, but when I keep saying I want to pass it on to the next generation, I'm not just thinking about the productivity of the farm, I'm thinking of the whole environment.
Yeah. Well, as you say, it has got a lot of potential.
Well, now can you see why I'm so enthusiastic?
Calling Jim all sorts of names, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, they practically had to chuck him out on the street.
That's worrying.
Do you want chips with your gammon?
No, I'll be good. Jacket potato.
Oh, indulge over Christmas.
Didn't we all?
Shall I stick it on a tab?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, you too.
So he's been completely banned from the shop.
Oh, is this Rob Titchener?
Oh, you've heard, have you?
Well, Brian's on the committee. Susan called an emergency meeting last night. Hello, Alan.
Hi. Usha couldn't make the meeting, so this is all news to me.
Well, the decision was unanimous.
There was a nasty scene with Tilly and Molly Button earlier in the week.
With Rob?
Yeah, screaming at them in the street.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, man's just getting more and more erratic.
Yeah. I'll better let you serve these ladies.
Oh, yeah, of course. Your lunch should be about 15 minutes.
Yeah, no problem. I might just make a phone call while I'm waiting.
Right. What can I get you?
Oh, usual, please, Jolene.
G&T? And Jennifer, same for you.
Oh, no, a white wine spritzer, please.
All right, coming up.
And we'll order some food as well.
Okay.
So, you're coming round to Brian's way of thinking, then?
Well, he does seem to believe buying this land is for the long-term good of the family.
Not just for his own self-aggrandisement.
No. You should have heard the way he talked about his plans for that corpse, Lillian. He's got real vision.
Brian committed to improving the environment. Who'd have thought it?
I think that he truly wants his legacy for the next generation to be a bigger, better home farm.
Well, darling, I hope it all works out.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I keep meaning to ask. Have you heard from you-know-who yet?
Justin? Mm-hmm. No, not a dicky bird.
Sorry, after you. Helen, you're back.
Yeah, I said I would be.
I thought you might have popped in to say how you'd got on.
Well, no, only I needed to leave.
How was it?
Well, the main news is that Rob is contesting the divorce.
What does that mean?
He's saying his behaviour wasn't unreasonable.
But the family court found against
him. Well, that's Rob, though, isn't it? He's going to fight it all the way. He'll lose on the divorce itself, but we can expect a long, hard battle on the finances.
The solicitor said that?
Yep, her very words. And she thought it's quite possible he'll try to make a claim on the farm.
What?
But Caitlin said there's no way that's going to stand.
I should hope not.
But it's another thing we'll have to fight, and obviously that's going to make it a longer process.
Did she give any idea of costs?
Well, it's very difficult at this stage, but she did say a process like this isn't going to be cheap.
She's not exactly a bundle of joy, is she?
Did you expect her to be?
Well, no. But to have laid it out so bluntly...
Well, I'd rather know where I stand.
Of course.
And I don't care how hard he makes it. I'll do whatever it takes to get rid of him.
Lillian?
Oh, haven't you given up?
Sorry?
The evil weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ain't come out for a smoke.
Oh.
I just wondered. Tell me to push off, I don't mind, but... you and Justin Elliot. Is there...
Busted. What gave us away?
Oh, there's been the odd rumour. Plus what you said in the bar.
Oh, you heard that, did you?
Landlady's ears, you know.
Yes, we were having a bit of a thing.
Were?
Now, I just don't know. I think his wife might have sussed us when she came to the Panto.
Oh, I see.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I think she and Justin have a pretty, well, you know, sophisticated understanding, you might say, but I don't think she takes kindly to having their dirty linen aired in public.
Well, who does? So what's the situation now?
It's the most frustrating part. All I've had since Friday is one text from Dustin saying he needs to concentrate on matters in London at the moment.
Oh, what does that mean, do you reckon?
Oh, you tell me. Well, Miranda, both. Didn't even get a Happy New Year message.
Oh.
And just on the professional side of things, I've sent him several emails about events and sponsorship opportunities and I haven't heard a word back.
Well, it sounds like he might be in a tricky situation right now. It could all blow over.
Yeah, perhaps, but I've got to be realistic. It was lovely while it lasted, but I think my little adventure may have come to an end.
Sit down, Alan.
Oh, thank you. When I rang, I was surprised when you said you were at home.
I'm not feeling too good. I called in sick.
Oh, I see.
I think I might be coming down with a virus or something.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Thank you.
Look, the reason I wanted to chat, Rob, I understand there was an altercation in the village shop yesterday.
Mm, and they've banned me, yes.
Well, how do you feel about that?
It's not the only shop in the world.
Yeah, no, no,
let
but
them
it,
do what they want.
It's bound to be a bit inconvenient for you.
I'll live.
Well, I'm glad you're taking it so well. So how have things been generally?
You really want to know?
Yeah, of course.
Pretty ghastly, just about sums it up.
In what way?
Christmas was a disaster.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Christmas Day without my sons. Unbearable. I haven't seen Henry since the Nativity play, and that was just a glimpse. And Jack. Haven't seen him for a month, and when I do next see him...
It must be hard.
Be in some
bleak official building. Is that any way to build a relationship with your child?
Yeah, well, you're just going to have to make the most of it.
And now I'm back in the place I call home. I'm a target for the local delinquents. And the rest of the village is choosing to treat me like a pariah.
Yeah, obviously I've only heard about the shop incident secondhand, but from what I understand, the committee had clear justification for their decision. You can't just go around verbally abusing people and expect there to be no consequences.
All I wanted was a few groceries.
Well, it sounds like it went well beyond that.
Petty-minded Jobsworth.
Rob, you once told me that Jack was the world to you.
He is.
So don't you think it would be better to concentrate on him rather than having shouting matches with Jim Lloyd and the Button Girls?
Oh, you didn't see what those brats had scrawled on my car. Am I supposed to take that lying
down? No, I'm just saying that maybe you should pick your battles and focus on what you really want from life.
What I want from life? All I ever wanted from life was a nice home, a wife to love and sons to raise. But, no, that's obviously too much to ask.
Rob, you've said all this before.
Oh, well, sorry if I'm boring you. Do feel free to leave at any time.
Look, perhaps I'd better. It seems to me that you are stuck. You know, frankly, if you can't move on, you're putting yourself beyond help.
All right, then.
Sorry, Jenny?
All right. Since you set your heart on this land...
You mean...
You're obviously doing it from the best of motives, darling. So, say you have my blessing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or support, whatever. If you want it.
I do. I definitely do.
And I just wish you could somehow bring the rest of the family along with you.
I know. I'll do my very best, I promise.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
No. Thank you, darling.
Hi, it's me.
Yeah, I know that, Tom.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Is this a bad time?
Well, I'm at work, but as long as you make it quick.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk. In person, I mean. Could we meet up sometime soon?
Is there really much to add to what we said the other day?
Oh, definitely. It's because of the stuff you said then, Kirsty. It's really helped me get my head around things.
Well, okay then. When were you thinking?
Later today?
Today?
When did you finish work?
I'm on an early.
So maybe we can meet for a drink after, or a coffee or something?
No, better if you come round to Willow Farm.
All right. What sort of time?
I've got to do a bit of shopping. Maybe 4 o'clock?
4. Brilliant. I'll be there.
Okay.
And how have you been, generally? Are you...
Tom, I've got to go. The IT guy's here.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
Yeah, I'll see... 4 p.m. Right.
How much would a new laminator cost?
I don't know. I don't think they're very expensive.
Well, that one in the office is so fiddly. Still, these will do, won't they?
Oh, yeah, they look good, Helen.
These two for the top of the display.
January detox. Clean eating. Spells it out.
And then the recipe ones down the sides.
Well, which recipes have you done?
Kale, apple and walnut soup. Mm. Heart helper smoothie. Aubergine and lentil bake. And pork curry with cauliflower rice.
Mmm, that's a good range.
Hmm, that's what I thought. Right, we'll finish filling up the unit first.
I've cleared this shelf for the grains and pulses, uh-huh. And did you want the dressing ingredients above?
And the veg below, exactly.
Awesome. A word of warning. Don't mention January detox to Neil.
Why?
Susan's been trying to put him on a post-Christmas diet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was banging on about it this morning at great length. He had quite enough of diets to the run-up to having their photo taken.
Well, he did lose a few pounds.
Yeah, though somehow he started to not look like Neil.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So what are your plans for advertising this promotion?
Well, I've updated the website, of course. We've had some good responses already on Facebook.
Good.
And I was thinking, we could offer the Borchester Echo an article. Hmm? Clean eating, the Bridge Farm way, something like that.
Well, that's a great idea, Helen.
Yeah, I'm sure we can sell it to them. We could do with giving the shop a real New Year boost.
Yeah.
And then find ways to keep the momentum going through to Easter.
Well, Mum said you were keen.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to pay for this divorce.
Oh, yeah, I see.
as Rob's going to play hardball and string it out.
Oh, it's going to cost a fortune, Tom.
I played it down a bit with Mum, but Caitlin said it could take months, if not a year.
A year?
I mean, hopefully not, but in her experience, when you've got a difficult party...
Oh, Helen.
And even if it is at the shorter end of things, the cost is going to run into thousands. So, yep, this place needs to generate a lot more income.
Well, you know, if there's anything I can do...
Stack those shelves.
Yes, boss.
When we've done this, will you be okay to cover for a bit? I've got a cheese delivery to make and then collect Henry from school.
Yeah, as long as you're back by 4:15.
Yeah, should be.
I've got to go and, well, I've got to be somewhere at 4.
No problem. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, how did it go at the contact centre?
It was perfectly nice. Like a very small school, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Tables, toys, activities.
Yeah, they'd really made an effort to make it welcoming. And the staff I met seemed very friendly.
Good. And it's this Sunday, isn't it? Jack's first visit?
I'd rather it wasn't happening at all.
Oh, I bet.
But once a month is so much better than twice a week.
They'll look after him, Helen. I know they will, and none of us needs to see Rob at all now.
You're right. I used to dread the thought of Rob coming here.
Yeah.
So it's a big improvement. But I can't pretend to be happy that that man's going to be part of my life for the next 18 years. No matter how distantly.
Has Roy said anything about her?
Not really. Not much.
They were inseparable on New Year's Eve, I hear.
Well, I'm not sure one kiss counts as a...
It's a very good match, don't you think?
Roy and Tracy?
Have to admit, I wasn't sure at first, given what happened between him and Elizabeth. You know, is it a good idea to get involved with someone with a history of cheating?
It's not exactly a history. And from what I hear, Tracy isn't going to win many prizes for fidelity.
But he's paid the price, hasn't he? And anyone can make a mistake. Oh, afternoon, Helen. Is that our cheese?
Yeah, it is. Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
Glad I've seen you. Let me just put these in the chiller.
I haven't got long.
We were just talking about Roy and Tracy. They were inseparable on New Year's Eve.
So I gather. Tom said it would have taken a crowbar to get her off here.
Oh, it's not quite what I meant.
Oh, well, I might have misheard. Yeah, ignore me.
Now, what were we saying? Oh, mistakes. Well, Roy's learned his lesson, hasn't he?
He certainly has.
And he's got a good steady job, his own place, he's a loving father. If I'm honest, Tracy hasn't always made the wisest choices when it comes to men.
No?
So compared to some of the blokes she's been with, he's a real catch. You know, I think he could provide some stability for her and the kids. Brad's been missing a father figure all these years. I mean, someone solid like Roy could make all the difference.
Excuse me, I'll just take this outside.
Oh, right you are. Right, anything else then, Kirsten?
No, that's it.
Oh, can I interest you in some chocolate Christmas decorations on special at the moment?
No, I'm good, thanks, Susan.
OK. Right, that's £9.67 then, please.
There's £10.
Oh, while you're here, will you take a look at my family photographs?
I already have, remember?
Oh, have you? Oh, sorry. It's difficult to keep track.
Sure it is. Bye then.
Oh, what about your change?
Oh, put it in the charity box. So when I was at the village shop, Caitlin rang.
Your solicitor?
With some news. Some rather unexpected news. Unexpected, but very welcome news.
Ellen, tell me.
Rob isn't contesting the divorce after all.
Really?
His solicitor had just emailed her to give her the heads up. Caitlin thought it would be a nice way for me to start the weekend.
But isn't it a very quick change of mind? One day he is, next day he isn't.
No, Tom, I only learned yesterday about him planning to contest it, but the acknowledgement to my petition, well, that must have been written before Christmas.
Oh, right. So you mean something's changed his mind in the last couple of weeks?
So it would seem.
Why such a turnaround then?
Oh, beats me.
Christmas spirit?
Doesn't exactly sound like Rob.
No.
Anyway, I don't care, and I'm not going to waste any time or energy trying to second-guess him.
Fair enough.
That's another way of him controlling me, and those days are gone. I'm just going to be happy about getting months of my life back.
And saving a fortune.
Oh, hopefully.
Well, that's brilliant news. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Oh, I've just seen the time. Are you okay here now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I need to get to this the meeting.
Come on through.
Thanks. I'm sorry I'm a bit later than we said.
Oh, no worries. I wasn't doing anything.
Was work all right?
Yeah. Booking system went down for a while, which was a pain. But yeah, it was okay.
Good.
I did make a pot of tea if you want one. Might be a bit stewed by now.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's wet anyway.
It's not that I think I can mess you about. You must understand that.
Okay.
It was Helen. She just had some big news and she wanted to tell me. I didn't feel I could rush off.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'll let you put your own milk in. I know you're particular about how you like your tea.
Thanks. What it was, we thought that Rob was going to really make trouble with the divorce, so Helen was looking at a very long process and expensive, very expensive.
Yeah.
But her solicitor rang this afternoon and told her that he isn't going to contest it after all.
Oh.
Which means it should go through much quicker and cheaper, and more importantly, it will be a lot less strain for her.
Sure. Oh, I'm really pleased for her. Oh, the sooner she gets shot at that man, the better. Yeah. But that wasn't what you came to talk about, was it?
No.
So...
Sure, yeah. Okay. Now, I know this is a bit out of the blue, but please hear me out.
All right.
I've thought long and hard about this, about our situation, and some of the things you said the other day, you know, about finding the best arrangement to suit us all. Us and the baby.
Sure.
So, I know this is quite big, but I really honestly think the best thing to do would be for us to get married.
Married?
Yes.
I can't believe you said that.
I know, but look, I really care about you, and you obviously care about me, and like you said, we're friends. I think we're really good friends.
Tom.
Please, you know how well we've been getting on, doing the panto with you? I was so happy, and it worked, didn't it? Everyone said what brilliant chemistry we had.
Are you mad?
And look at all the shared history we've got.
Shared?
I think we're right for each other, Kirsty. And if we're married, we can raise our child like a proper couple.
Shared history.
Wouldn't it make sense?
Like that historic moment when you walked away from our wedding.
I know I let you down that day.
It wasn't just one day. That's going to stay with me for the rest of my life.
And I still feel terrible about it, but this is a way of putting that right.
It'll never be put right. How on earth do you think I can ever trust you again after you did something like that?
I've changed.
Says who?
Honestly, I promise you...
Well, I haven't. And I'm not going to change just because we slept together on one occasion.
But we'll have a baby.
Yes. And I'm not going to bring up a child in a situation where every day I'd be wondering if this is when you're going to walk out on me again.
I'd never do that.
You've already done it. Don't you realise? For a long time, I really didn't know if I wanted to have this baby. Because you'd be in the picture.
Kirsty.
Don't you think my feelings are mixed up enough? Getting pregnant when I wasn't planning to. Wondering what people would say. How I was going to cope. And everyone knowing that the father was the man who left me at the altar.
I'd never let you down. I've learned my lesson.
How dare you? How dare you come here and stir up all those horrible memories?
I didn't mean to.
This is exactly why I put off telling you for so long. What I really needed was a bit of support.
That's what I'm trying to give you.
No. You're trying to make yourself feel better for the vile thing you did to me.
I'm not.
Don't you understand? It was unforgivable.
I'm trying to make things better.
Well, you're making them a million times worse. Oh, I wish I'd never told you.
Don't say that.
You need to back off. Back right off.
All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, and you can forget about coming to the scam with me.
What? No.
I don't need you there. I don't need you at all.
Thank you. This is the BBC.
Learn about the Archers characters with our online Who's Who at bbc.co.uk/archers.